And agenda item number three, we have discussion and possible action on authorization to rebalance our investments. Again, David, this agenda item.
Just want to make one comment. Every time we make a cash infusion into the plan, it goes into the cash account, and then we wait 3 months to make the investment. In looking at the investment policy, it talks about moving around categories. I don't know if cash can be deemed as a category. I went ahead and put the resolution in here, but we'll be making another infusion next year. Is that something we want to address? We have cash to go ahead and rebalance or wait for each of the committee meetings to come up to discuss that?
I think we could discuss that at the next meeting.
Okay.
I think how we would handle that.
Okay.
Because the agenda item number four would have implications for that.
Perfect. Okay. All right. So, and what we're seeing is $600,000 would be the full balance, but we want to leave about $100,000 cash in the account. So, I'll go ahead and read the resolution if there's not any questions.
And we're talking about putting that all in MLP.
Correct.
We'll go ahead and read the motion, and then we'll see if we get a first and a second, and then we'll have a very brief discussion, I think.
Perfect. All right. You resolve that the Retirement Committee of Brazos River Authority hereby directs the Chief Financial Officer of Brazos River Authority to rebalance the retirement plan assets in accordance
with... David, I can't hear you. You speak up, please.
Okay, sorry. Be it resolved that the Retirement Committee of Brazos River Authority hereby directs the Chief Financial Officer of the Brazos River Authority to rebalance the retirement plan assets in accordance with the long-term asset allocation strategy and the investment policy for the retirement plan for employees of Brazos River Authority plan by transferring $500,000 from the cash category to the MLP category.
Thank you, David. After the reading of the resolution, we'll entertain a motion to adopt it. Is there one?
So moved.
All right. Kim, is there a second? Is that
second.
A second? Thank you. Motion by Jim and
so,
there you go. All right. I want to have a little discussion on that in this regard. When you rebalance, by definition, typically a rebalance comes about, it involves selling as well as purchasing assets. So you're by definition sort of forced to sell high and buy low, which is, you know, adds tremendous value, or not tremendous, but adds significant value over time. In this case, we had a cash infusion, so we're not selling high, but we are buying low. The uncomfortable part of it is you wind up buying the asset class that's out of favor, but over a period of time, it tends to work in your favor and work out to be beneficial to everyone. And so I'm just sort of reminding all of us, myself included, as to why we do this and why we have decided that it is, a generally speaking, a very good idea to rebalance periodically. Now, we've said periodically. I don't know that we've ever said how often we exactly do rebalance. There's all kinds of studies on that too. Some people say that you can actually rebalance too often because of the fact that winners tend to run for a while and losers tend to lose for a while. But again, you can Google that and read till you fall asleep. In case you were able to get through this 270 pages without falling asleep. Nevertheless, we have a motion and a second here, and so I think because we're being recorded, we need a roll call for this vote,
Bill.
Including Peter.
Bill, may I ask a question?
Yes.
This motion is to double down on the MLP.
To rebalance, please.
Well, we invested, what, $1.8 million in the MLPs, and the values today are, or what was our actual investment cost of what we own? That's something we don't have here when we're comparing.
We tried to get to 10%, didn't we? Wasn't that the objective, 10% in MLPs?
Initially.
10% real estate?
Initially, yeah.
And it's down, what, 5 now?
It's down 5.
Something like that.
Well, I'd like to know our book balance, in other words.
Yeah.
What's that book investment? Richard, do you have that? You'd have to take a loss.
Do not. We've been, you know, the normal thing in this area is to track market. I do not know what the book is. I know that it's obviously below because the total return over the since inception is negative. And I do not know exactly what it was. It seems to me, and I can't remember it, but it was like $1.8 million or whatever that we initially put into the space.
But, Peter, we wouldn't be selling anything here. It's only cash.
I understand that. I'm okay. Just saying that we're also not we're not really looking at our balance of our investment. My point is, what do we have invested in this partnership? Because what we're looking at as far as market comparison is a unrealized loss position. And we're netting that when we say it's market value. So we need to know what we have already invested in it. You understand what I'm saying, Lugo and Bill?
No, when we do rebalancing, it's always at market because, as Bill said earlier, you normally when you're doing these, it's not because of a big...
I understand what rebalancing is, Richard. I want to know what we've spent and what our book balance is on this investment. That's really all I'm saying. What do we have invested in? That is a live book value cost on our books. The market value, in other words, is not our investment today.
No.
That is not our investment.
We tend to... A pension plan carries everything at market. We're continually marking the market, so it's not like it forces us into a realized or unrealized gains or losses type thing. Every quarter we...
Yeah, I know that, but, you know, so what you're saying is I get that, but so what I'm getting at, Bill, is at the end of the day, if this market value improves, we may have more invested in it than we show as a gain.
We rebalance again.
That's right.
We just have to sell off.
It becomes a continual thing.
I know. Market is a tricky project, but we got to keep up with the dollars we're investing too, and that's really all I was asking. We can keep up with market and really not follow how much we can make mistakes like that is what I'm saying, and that's all. I just want everybody to understand how much cash we've already invested, and when the market, if we reallocate and the market improves, surely we hope it will. But that's not going to reflect necessarily, our overall gain. And my point is, we got to look at each investment individually. And I always like to keep up with how much money I spend on each investment. So I think we should do the same for the participants. And I understand market to market and unrealized loss and all that. But we haven't sold anything, so we haven't realized that loss, and we still have $1.7 million invested in it. And if we did nothing, my point is, what I want you guys to see, if we did nothing, we still, have to recover what we've already seen the market reduce to before we're a winner. And I think we've got to always keep up with that, that investment number. When you get lost in market value, when you're analyzing an investment by investment.
The primary reason to use market is the way Bill started out is that if you've got winners and you've got losers or what something goes up, something comes down, the thing is to sell something that is high and buy something that is low. And in effect, this is exactly what we're doing, is taking something that, is coming in, which has very little earning power, which is cash, and put it to work in something that is now undervalued, which has the ability to have principal appreciation into the future and take advantage of that upswing in the market by having the assets invested there.
But I hear that, and that makes good sense, and that's a good investment strategy, but you wouldn't be doing justice to the to the type of investment or the line item investment. In this case, it's one, you know, or two MLPs. You have to keep up with your overall cash investment in that MLP to be equitable to the long term, you know, the long term picture. I mean, surely y'all are understanding what I'm getting at. And market values, when we're not selling, are just an estimate. They're not actual. They're just an estimate. And I think if we're looking at September 30, there's been quite a bit of movement, or some movement, positive, I believe. So if we do reallocate, we're probably already reallocating at the higher value in this case. And so we just always need to keep up with what we're investing in a single investment. So that's my point. I get the overall analysis of it. But when we're looking at a single investment item, you know, we don't want to play games making it look like, oh, next quarter or a year from now, or when we actually sell that investment in its entirety, we have to add up all the investments in it. We can't just go back to the last market value necessarily, because that would not fairly represent the investment in that single item is what I'm getting at.
Well, the overall...
We can move on, Bill. I think I've made my point.
Okay.
I understand market value.
If you're ready for us to call the roll, then, is that what you're saying? I don't want to cut you short. I think you have made your point, though. And is it okay if I proceed with the roll call then? I don't want to cut you short.
Oh, yeah. That's fine. I think I've made my point. Thank you, Bill.
All right. Well, please call please poll the committee.
Director Rankin?
Yes.
Director Bennett?
No.
Mr. Collinsworth?
Yes.
Mr. Forte?
Yes.
Mr. Wheeler?
Yes.
Okay, the resolution passes. At this time, I have to point this out too. Did you notice how polite Peter was when he couldn't hear? Would you please speak up? You know, I went to A&M, we used to just holler, out of the hole. point out that those bankers are more courteous than some of us there. So.
Are you saying I'm screaming?
No, I'm saying you were courteous, and I, you know, we much more so than I. I'm complimenting your courtesy.
Oh, thank you very much. Because I'm having a hard time. You know, when you can't hear very well, you speak louder.
Oh, no.
That doesn't work very well.
I was making fun of myself there.